Good morning, everyone. Today's talk will be about my thoughts on the OFW phenomenon of the Philippines and what we can do to really present some solutions in terms of improving our state here as a country and as a nation as a whole. To begin with, we know that many Filipinos of all different backgrounds go to other countries with different scenarios and different industrial capabilities and other technological stuff, basically. We have so many Filipinos that go to every single country in the world. We have a Filipino in whatever place. And when it comes to that, we also have a Filipino in every sector of society, whether that be in the industrial or agricultural sector. Everywhere we have Filipinos knowing the trades of other countries, knowing the technologies that they work in. It's just that so many of our kababayans and OFWs find the opportunities in every single kind of work, every single country that they can be in. So just that they find a sufficient source of income for their family. That's the thing about this, in comparison to many other countries and many other people who are looking for work. The people who have the capability to get out of the country in other countries would rather be selective when it comes to getting jobs or getting professions. Most of the time, they would like to have a rather similar or within the line profession as they have in their own country when it comes to having a career in another country. But here in the Philippines, you find doctors or professionals or even engineers or these kinds of professionals, taking jobs as a nanny or a whatever. We have so many Filipino professionals here in the Philippines, working these jobs in other countries. And that's the thing. We're not very, very selective in terms of jobs, in terms of country, or in terms of whatever we will have to face and undergo. So just that we feed our families and keep them in school, pay their tuition or whatever. That's the thing. And it's just a natural progression that these very same Filipinos find themselves in different industries, different positions, as well as in different rates of promotions in comparison to, I would say, many other countries. We have so many characteristics that make us very promotable. We have so many characteristics that will definitely please and impress whoever our boss in whatever country, in whatever industry would be. We have so many characteristics. We're very patient. We're very hospitable and kind and loving and very much, close and warm to whoever we might associate with and spend our time with. And that's something that I would say is a very definitive trait of our Filipino FWs, as we know that we have this tendency to be very, very caring and really... we have this tendency to just just show the world how kind we are and how hospitable a human being could be. We know that. But then, yeah, it gets us into promotions, gets us to different positions in whatever company. And as we continue that process, as we continue bringing these Filipinos out from whatever background, it doesn't really even matter if they're professionals or not. As we continue to do that, our own human resource here in the Philippines declines. Once they get it in their head that they can be separated with their family for a couple of years so that they may make that family live, or that once they get it in their head that they would rather be in another quote-unquote more beautiful or more orderly country and get a chunky salary with that. Well, once they get those things in their head, then those are compelling reasons to leave, to basically leave the country. And that's a problem, because we're losing manpower, we're losing the professionals, we are losing so many of our fellow Filipinos to help us in making this country develop and making this country a better place in general. And it's not that the Filipinos right here are the bad eggs, and it's not that the Filipinos who leave the Philippines are the best of the best, but it's just that we need everybody, and that we need those OFWs back because they have experience in other countries and lessons that we could learn that we may find very, very valuable in terms of implementation here in the Philippines. I know that a lot of the people who might be listening to this this pondering by me will be Filipinos from abroad, and I greet you all, and I acknowledge your sacrifice. I know it it must have been rather, I don't know, uncanny for never mind, I have something in my thoughts that might get me cancelled, but anyways. Oh yeah, so you're really the hero that you are for quite some time already, even before the pandemic came. And I understand that it must have been very hard for the last couple of years especially. But yeah, I know that a lot of you might be listening here, and that I'm pointing this out to create this picture, create this narrative in which we can all ponder and reflect about. And what is this narrative? This narrative is the progression and the progress of the Philippine economy in terms of agriculture, industry, economy. We can progress. And again, I would like to stress the point, it is not because of the leader. We overrate the leader, always. Our government system has such a system in which it doesn't concentrate power to one single person. And that's the system of government that we have, and so we should not overemphasize the role of the leader, or even the government. We should think of making progress here in the Philippines by working ourselves, by dedicating our time, or investing our efforts here, especially if we have the capability to. We always talk about improving the economy by attracting foreign investors. Sure, foreign investors. But why can't we Filipinos ourselves invest in our own country? Why are we talking about the Philippine economic progress in terms of foreign investing when we can talk about Philippine economic progress in terms of Filipino investing? What do we mean by investing in our country ourselves? Number one, if you're from abroad, then you have the capability to. You've exceeded your financial needs, which I understand. I understand everybody's reasons as to why they have to go abroad. It's very valid, it's very reasonable, and I'm not gonna judge you for that. But I would say that once you have the capability, and once you are more free or something, wouldn't we OFWs collectively want to bring our experience, our knowledge from other countries back here in the Philippines? We can start with one person. Excuse me. We can start with one person. One person is an example. One person can go back and it will follow. We just have to start this trend. We just have to know that we have gained a lot of knowledge from other countries, and that if one person would bring it here in the Philippines, and then that will be one facet in society of the Philippines in which we can implement a better improved state based on our learning and our experience from whatever country we've come from. if they make these high-tech trash cans, maybe we can study how we can implement it in the Philippines, or if they have this culture of cleaning up or staying tidy or whatever, we can bring it here and we can implement these values and these habits in the Philippines. Of course, we will say that we will need legislative help or whatever, or the government. They do play that role, sure, but how could they act upon something without a normal layperson initiating it first, or even introducing the concept? Most of the time, I would stress the point that we underestimate the capability of the private initiative. We underestimate our capability to initiate on our own as private citizens. We have the freedom to, and when we have the capability to, we sometimes don't know that we have it. But we do have the capability. A lot of us here have the capability in their own little way to help the Philippines in terms of this kind of progress. The progress initiated by and managed and worked by, created by, maintained by the Filipino people themselves. We don't need the government. All we need is our collective desire to make the Philippines a better place. Now, I noticed that a lot of Filipinos as well would enter many fields. I don't know up to which extent, but I'm sure that that extent might be really quite far out. We have even Filipino people. I think they're not citizens anymore. I'm not so sure. But we have Filipinos even in institutions like the U.S. military. And that's interesting. Why? Because they definitely know some sort of knowledge in regards to how practices are done there. And we have, for example, other Filipinos in whatever industry. From all levels, I would say. From the very bottom up to the very top. That's just very interesting, since we could acquire such knowledge and apply it here. And you know what? If other countries could threaten the world with a nuclear war or with a nuclear attack or something, if other countries could threaten the world with the use of bombs, with the use of wars, all of those things, the Philippines has a capability to threaten the world. How? Just recall all of our OFWs and the world will stop. Just make all the OFWs stop working in the world. Do that for a couple of weeks. The economies of other countries would start wavering, if not drop. We have that capability. We have that power. The world has a significant portion of Filipino workers. And that's even actually our main export. And if we drastically, at some point, abruptly end that in a hypothetical situation, scenario, then we will see a drastic and chaotic economic recess of some sort, or at least an economic blow to our other countries. Of course, that's hypothetical. How are the logistics of that? How do we do that? How do we ensure the safety of the Filipino people outside or whatever? But in that hypothetical situation, we have the power, basically, to stop the world. So many Filipinos are out there in the world, in all sectors. Nobody even knows that, or not everyone, not every non-Filipino would be aware of our presence in every single country, in every single industry, in every single sector of society, of every single country, whatever place in the world. Not even anyone is aware, and they can only be aware I guess some of them will only be aware of this hypothetical situation that we caused such a big blow with influence to the world by hypothetically recalling every Filipino and stop them from whatever work they're doing. It's like a big world strike. That's what the Philippines can basically do in terms of threatening the world. Well, but again, that's hypothetical. We still have to study how that works, but you get the point. We influence the world in that way. And again, this very same power that we have over the world can be used in terms of progress in the Philippines. People argue that the conditions here are that dire enough for them to leave this country, which I'm not gonna argue or debate with you about. I understand. But if you're patriotic enough to weather those whatever conditions you might be complaining about in order to eliminate these supposed bad conditions, then we wouldn't need another OFW anymore.